The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Dateline, Sacramento, California, 1923. Roy Allen and his partner Frank Wright open a drive-in restaurant featuring mugs of Allen's signature frosty root beer. They named it A&W for the initials of their last names. The restaurant chain was sold to Unilever in 1972, making it a solely Canadian institution, which remains a massively successful burger joint to this day. Fun fact, did you know Eastern Europeans are revolted by the taste of root beer? That's because the scent is the same as their urinal pucks. But the world loves a good burger. I know I outdo myself each summer manning the barbecue. Apparently, even some vegans have a hard time resisting a Berger. If only it wasn't so meaty and stuff. Now A&W has that segment of the population covered with the all-new Beyond Meat Burger, a veggie alternative patty available for their entire burger family. The kicker? You pay an extra $1.50 for the faux meat version. Early reviews say the Beyond the Meat Burger tastes like pork. Close enough, I suppose. Down Under Burger Urge, an Australian burger chain, is appealing to another slice of the market. Gourmand thrill seekers who are ever looking to tempt fate with insanely hot food to go with their extreme lifestyle. Welcome to the land of the double-decker Death Wish Burger. Two Angus beef patties, habaneros, jalapenos, maple bacon, cheese, pickles, tomato, lettuce, and a thermonuclear top-secret sauce made with ghost peppers. While hazmat suits aren't required, cooks must wear goggles and gloves when preparing one of these puppies. If there is any doubt in your mind as to the ferocity of this burger, the chain makes customers sign a waiver when they order. And the taste? I figure that sensation would be burnt off your tongue long before your second bite. I'm Cal Coat, and this is a brand new living album called Small Island Big Song, a celebration of island life around the world. Part field recording, part travelogue, the package introduces us to remote people and the music that gives them pride. This is Charles Mema Rosia with the Yum Yet Bamboo Band and Naka Wera Wera To'u. I'm shooting these prophetic words at you. Music from the Solomon Islands on World Beat Canada.
Hi, suena tapo hosin ini mana mai mar se poina. Hana wait up in suru yo marore. Sua moa harota. Urba waru a moa harota. Kurpara mane moa harota. Kurpara kani moa harota. Urba waru a moa harota. Kurpara po moa harota. Kurpara kani moa harota. Sia
thank you.
tapusin man may marship. Ehan boy dapen Solomone. Suna tapusin man may marship to. Ehan boy dapen ay pipisu.
Aga bara bara to. O malo ni mananara nakawala to.
Να γυρίσει να πει που το μετήσει. Να γυρίσει να πατσίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Να γυρίσει να πατσίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Πώς του πάτσο να γυρίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Να του το στάξει το χιλί να του το λάξει. Η βροχή να του το στάξει το χιλί να του το λάξει. Το τροπάρι του να αλλάξει άλλο δώρο να του τάξει. Στήσω να τα φύγω ούλα πίσω. Θέλει σαμάτα να στήσω να τα φύγω ούλα πίσω. Το ρουφιάνο να πατσίσω με στην κτηθή για να δίσω. Το ρουφιάνο να πατσίσω με στην κτηθή για να δίσω. Θέλει σαμάτα να στήσω να τα φύγω ούλα πίσω. Να φατσίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Να γυρίσει να φατσίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Δώσ' του γλώτσο να γυρίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει.
Music from another island, Cyprus, the third album by Monsieur Dumani, and The Thorn, or Angathan, is the name of the album. Kick and Slap is what we heard. And before that, that great new sound from Small Island, Big Song. A really interesting package. It comes with a hand-woven bound booklet, and mine came with a bamboo toothbrush. One less for the landfill, I suppose. It's all the brainchild of Tim Cole, an Australian. And he visited 16 island nations over 3 years, recording live sounds and field recording material and songs recorded out in the open. And his only stipulation to the artists who performed was, play us something that you're extremely proud of. And some of it was very modern, like hip-hop, and other stuff drew on real ancient traditions. It's a very cool album. This is Soul Jazz Orchestra from Toronto, from the album Under Burning Skies. That sound familiar to you, Toronto? It's Lou Funky on World Beat Canada.
silba.
Aha, ay mula.
Mula.
Aha, dumba.
Dumba.
Aha, mbaba.
Baba.
Aha, lu, lufu, lu, lufu, lufunki.
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 Hey!
A brand new venue on Granville Island brings us a brand new event, Van City Roots and Culture Experience, Sunday, July 22nd from noon to 8 p.m. at Chain and Forge. Reggae rhythms and tropical sounds from Mad Rhythm, Don Pemberton, Tug Star, the Juno Award winner, and lots more. That's Sunday, July 22nd at Chain and Forge. July 22nd at the Imperial, Bombino makes his return to Vancouver. You've been hearing debuts from the album Darren right here on World Beat Canada. Do see him live. He's an amazing guitarist. July 27th, Surrey's only monthly South Asian event is Desi Nights with DJ Swift. That's Friday, July 27th. No cover charge there. And the 42nd annual Powell Street Festival is set to return to East Vancouver, celebrating Japanese Canadian arts and culture August 4th and 5th at Oppenheimer Park. And don't miss one of our favorite soul rocker, Michael Franti, with Spearhead on their Stay Human tour, August 16th at the Commodore Ballroom. Franti's upcoming album, Stay Human 2, provides the soundtrack for his upcoming documentary, which tells the stories of heroic everyday people who helped him to discover more deeply what it means to be and stay human. Robin Lane is a very talented human. He's a marimba instructor and a percussionist, the rhythmic backbone of so many bands here in Vancouver, and he's finally released his own solo project. It's called Memories. He's a bit of a world traveler, and he takes us to some of the places that he's experienced in his life. El Tigre is standing by, another debut just for you from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
sound. You're listening to Free Range Radio from World Beat Canada. Canada.
Thank you.
know, it's interesting to note that at one time in the not too distant past, Iran was a very forward-thinking, Western-styled nation. And they introduced in the 70s a style of Iranian Farsi funk that is being explored on Tadig, an album from New York band Mitra Sumera. And what we heard was Mosam Igal. Robin Lane was in there, too, with a debut from his new album, Memories. Time for your touch of the familiar, and we're going back to Fear of a Brown Planet by Brownout, the alter ego of Grupo Fantasma from Austin, Texas. And they've done a special take on Public Enemy's Fear of a Black Planet. This is Brownout with By the Time I Get to Arizona, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada. Stuff from Public Enemy originally and their album Fear of a Black Planet, redone here by Brownout from Fear of a Brown Planet. By the Time I Get to Arizona, I'm loving that fuzzed out bass or whatever it is. King Koya is up next from a new album that explores South America through electronics from Argentina to the Andes. It's Gabby Kerpel's alias King Koya and Pake Yo Te Cure. That is next on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cook.
sientes pa' que yo te cure mejor. Me gusta que no mientas cuando te veo el dolor. Me gusta que lo sientes pa' que yo te cure, pa' que yo te cure, mi amor.
Linda, linda, linda flor.
retaining the transcendence of Indian classical, but definitely an electronic production called Funny Tune. That is Nataraj XT. Before that, King Koya, the alias of Gabby Kerpel, featuring Balvina Ramos, Equeen Cholas, and Pake U Tikur. Cote d'Ivoire's Alpha Blondie takes a lighthearted break from songs about confronting injustice. This is Waikiki Rock, the Islands of Paradise, from World Beat Canada.
Aloha.
For the summer sun, a double dose of the one drop. That is Ziggy Marley from his new one, Rebellion Rises. Definitely getting political with See Dem Fake Leaders. Before that, Alpha Blondie and Waikiki Rock. This is World Beat Canada. We've got music from the Go Team. And speaking of the summer surf, we've got the Surfragettes with Party Line. It's all in the mix on World Beat Canada. Glad you could be here. I'm Cal Cook.
Stay all the way, whatever. If we give it no time, if
Don't go. We're just enjoying the conversation. Talk about your summertime mix. That is the Suffragettes from Toronto. Go-go boots and mini skirts and vintage guitars bring us Party Line. The Go Team before that from their brand new album Semicircle, along with the Detroit Youth Choir and Chain Link Fence. Make us a part of your summer soundtrack. You can do the download at our homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, or you can stream at Mixcloud. Also, you'll find those players up at worldbeatcanada.com. We've got a new review up of Patricia Vaughn's new album, a great video to go with it. Yeah, you should really check it out. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. El Javi, take us home with flamenco authenticity and rock from Mexico City. And they'll play us out with another sunny tune called California. But our last word goes to George Sand, who said, simplicity is the most difficult thing to secure in this world. It is the last limit of experience and the last effort of genius.
Communications.